Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, Chris Van Gent with Iowa Bike, Christy Leonard, Isaiah Smith, and Brian Campbell with Central College, and Pella Community Services Director Jeanette Vaughn join us on today's program to talk about VioRide, the new bike share program in the city of Pella. First of all, why did you kind of see the need of this, and what has really come of this program?
It started off as a student idea, pretty much. We had a sustainability leaders retreat at Central, so it's where a bunch of sustainable student organizations and leaders from the school and faculty come together and come up with ideas and brainstorm for the school year and the upcoming years about projects. Our team chose to try to do a bike share. Of course, it was much larger in conception than it ended up being, but wanted to bring a bike share, one, because a lot of students talked about wanting to go on bike rides to get coffee on the weekend and go to Walmart and things like that. So it was something that was already wanted. It was just kind of a big project, so we thought it'd be a good idea to try to start it. And now, two and some change years later, here it is.
And Brian, from the college's standpoint, you got the whole community on board, it sounded like, with this entire project. Tell our listeners about how it kind of came from this group of students to where it is now passed by the city council and in place.
Yeah, so this group of student leaders was really excited about bike share, but the college wasn't the only ones thinking about this. So the comprehensive plan that the city put together a few years ago had a whole section about the potential for bikes and tourism, for having bikes available for visitors to the community. And so we actually had a college class that was working with some of that transportation and sustainability and planning. And so, you know, just seeing all those different ideas floating around, I went to a conference and met a few people who run bike share companies. And this one in particular, VioRide, seemed like a really good fit for us. So yeah, the exciting thing was to see all those different groups come together. So working with the Pace Alliance, working with students, the Pella Wellness Consortium, the bike shop, the city, you know, lots of people saw this as a great potential, and VioRide provided us a way to do it without investing a lot in infrastructure or any of those entities kind of bearing a lot of the risk. So we can partner with this company, and they do a lot to help manage things, and we get to have lots of the benefits here locally.
And Christy, the Pella Wellness Consortium kind of brought together a lot of these groups too, is that right?
Well, Chris and Brian both came to share with us what the program was about, and so we're really excited about it. Hopefully we can help push out as the future progresses with the program, then get the community more on board as well, and local businesses. We represent a lot of the major businesses in town, and getting potentially different geofence locations at those businesses, and just getting employees on board too to utilize the system. So we're hoping to maybe do an event next year. This year it didn't work out, but that's okay. We'll do it for hopefully next year, a big event. But we're very supportive of the whole bike share program and excited about it as well.
And how is this going to work then?
It's pretty easy. It's mostly based around a smartphone app. So the first thing you need to do is go to the App Store, whether it be Apple or the Google Play Store, and download the VioRide app. Once you have that downloaded, it's going to kind of explain how to sign up, how to make a profile, all of those things. It's pretty simple. And then there's really basically three steps to riding the bikes. One, you find a bike, which the app will tell you where the closest bike is to you, or where all the bikes are at, actually via a map on your phone. Once you find a bike, you simply scan a QR code or punch in the code on a bike to unlock it. Once it's unlocked, you can ride it anywhere. You can take it to the coffee shop or to the parks. And then you need to park it in one of the pre-designated parking areas, which we like to call geofences. And you can do that by, again, checking the app. It shows you where all the geofences are at. Park it in one of the geofences, push the lock shut, and you're off to your next thing.
And what are some of the locations here in the city of Pella, Jeanette, that people can, a lot of starter locations are where these geofences may be located now, and it sounds like growth potential for the future as well.
Right. From the city standpoint, we'll have them in just about every park that we have. Probably some of the busier locations that we'll see is Central Park, the Mullingrot. We'll have some down at South Park, West Market Park. We'll have them out at the pool, Caldwell Park. So pretty much any city park is going to have a geofenced location that we'll be able to receive bikes.
And Chris, there are some requirements for the bikes, so you, not just anyone can go on these. You start with the app, and there are some age requirements as well.
Yeah, for sure. So you do get signed up on the app. By signing up through the app, there's a couple of age-specific requirements. You do have to be 13 to ride, or you have to have a parent's consent. The bikes are height adjustable for shorter or younger people, all the way up to people that are 6'5". But do know that if you send your kid out to ride, they'll just need a consent. It's also a really good idea to wear a helmet. The bikes don't include helmets, but they do suggest wearing a helmet on the handlebars. There's some instructions to ride that also suggests for that. You can stop by the bike shop and rent a helmet. Otherwise, you can also stop by and pick one up. We'd be happy to fit one to you and figure out which helmet works best for you.
And there will be a small fee associated with each use, as I understand, but there's also monthly passes and things like that that people can get involved with that may save them some money if they ride bikes a lot.
Yeah, for sure. In the short term, it's 50 cents per 15 minutes. So it's $2 an hour, but it goes in 15-minute increments. So you can get riding for 50 cents, and it goes in increments of 50 cents after that. It's a little less expensive for students, and it's also a little less expensive if you sign up for a monthly, yearly, or daily pass.
And for you, what's it like to see this all come together now, as you said, after 2.5 years, and to see the community get excited about this, not just at Central, but around town?
It feels good. For one, just the sustainable aspect of it, using cars less. I mean, that's really something that sustainability on Central's campus and in the community wide is important. So that's something that all people can come and get on the bike and think, I'm helping be sustainable instead of driving to work. And a lot of people bike already. So it's really convenient for faculty and staff and things like that, as well as being outside and kind of riding around and seeing people and doing things like that. So it feels really good to know that the college will have something that allows students to move around a little more freely and still safe and kind of be fun. On the weekend, you can go ride bikes somewhere to the lake or something and come back or things like that. But it's really something just downtime versus kind of a task to complete. It's just convenience, which a lot of college kids enjoy.
Find more details about the VO Ride Bike Share program at kniakbrless.com. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.